Hey guys, we're back in Morning Minutes. We are in episode 59, 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 49, in an episode I've called Understanding Life's Rhythms, in a series I've called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. It's a rainy day in Chicago while I'm recording and reminding us of rhythms, sunny days and rainy days, and four seasons, and night and day, and on and on. And here, I've got a bit of a longer section of scripture to read, so let's focus, 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 49. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. What you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat, or of some other grain, but God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there's one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. All right. How am I going to summarize this? I call this understanding life's rhythms, and I'll start with this thought. Before there is life, there must be a death. Before there is life, there must be a death. Jesus said these words in John 12, 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He was talking about himself, who would die and be raised up, and many now have life because of him. And here, of course, we're looking at a whole lot of life and death, or first death and then life. We're born in Adam, we're born sinners, we're born dying, and then Jesus, through him, we have life and eternal life. But before there's life, there must be a death. And so Paul reinforces that. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. So question, have you died and are you alive? And you're born dead, but then we're all going to die. If you are a Christian, you die here on earth and come to life in Christ, and now you live eternally. Whereas if you have not put your faith in Christ, you continue to live here on earth until you die eternally, and that's it. And so we're given a chance to die now so that we would have the life of Christ in us. In order to see fruit in our life, we must be willing to die as well. So not just the salvation analogy here, but seasons, the rhythms of life. Before there's life, there must be a death. In order to see the fruit, you have to be faithful, but be willing to die. That is a daily decision for the Christian. And dying to your concept of doing things, dying to your traditions and ideas on what is right and what is wrong, and embracing life in Christ. Here's a second point. Before you see strength, there must be weakness. We see that in the life of Paul, where he often talked about himself being weak and how God's strength shone through him. And that was a sign of God's grace in his life. And so here he reinforces this sort of topic that we're sown in dishonor, raised in glory, sown in weakness, raised in power. And so, sometimes we strive to be strong when God uses us in our weaknesses and he transforms us through our weaknesses. And most importantly, he is glorified through our weaknesses. So are you dying to self? Secondly, if you find yourself weak, that's not a bad thing. Are you relying on God to fill you up with his strength in your weaknesses? There's glory to God when he does something through you in your state of weakness. And don't look at weakness as a curse, but as a blessing. And thirdly, before the spiritual, there's the natural. And that's sort of the rhythm of life. We are born naturally like Adam. We are born in sin. And we are transformed through the resurrection to become like Jesus. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. So in Christ, our goal is to become more Christ-like. We are transformed because of Christ. We are born to die. We either die here on earth and are born spiritually to live eternally, or we die later, a death that is both physical and eternal. So are you dead or alive? Have you come to life through the resurrection of Jesus? This has really been what we've spent our time talking about in 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus is alive, and he offers life to anybody who would put their faith in him. Life's rhythms. Dead to life, Weakness becomes strength. The humble are lifted up and exalted, and on and on and on. That's God's ways. It is an upside down way. I think earlier in the series, we had a teaching called upside down thinking. And yet it is the wisdom of God, which, remember in 1 Corinthians 1, we talked about how the foolishness of God is wiser than man. And so I don't understand God's ways, but I receive them by faith. I hope you do too. And if you do, then you can say with me that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And know that you are loved by God and loved by me. And I hope to hear from you today. Lena@livingwithpower.org. Have a blessed day, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.